specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Honey Pit Smokehouse has the best barbecue in St. Louis, and we can come to you. Call us for all of your catering needs. Whether it's for 10 people or hundreds, Honey Pit provides a stress-free catering experience for your wedding, watch party, office party, or any other catering needs. Our staff will even serve and clean up, making it an excellent event that everyone will be jealous of. Honey Pit Smokehouse Catering, five-star barbecue, house-made sauces, and famous sides. Please give us a call today at 314-698-2121.
Introducing the limited edition Budweiser Discovery Reserve, brewed to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. An American red lager with a light hoppy aroma, followed by a hint of toffee and a crisp finish. Inspired by our archival recipe from the time of the Apollo missions. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Discovery Reserve American Red Lager, ale in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
This should be a very good hour. A lot to talk about here. Eventually, it won't be long, Josh Bauman will join us, talk a little tech talk. If you don't mind holding for a couple of minutes, I'll give you the numbers now if you want to get in here and you have a question for Josh. And apparently, every week, lots of people do, because it was pretty obvious from the start, this guy knows what he's talking about. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. It is my great pleasure to do the honors for John Landoff. My wife asked me yesterday, for some reason, just out of nowhere, she said, wasn't it Timmy Landoff who is sort of responsible for Johnny playing a big part on the show? And I said, yeah. And I was surprised that she remembered that. It was Timmy. And that was a long time ago, and Timmy was just a little boy, and he was standing there when I met his dad, John Landoff Jr., for the first time. And that encounter, that accidental encounter on a Saturday, led to, I believe, John Landoff went on the air that Monday. I mean, 2 days later, on, and been on for 14 years since then. Been a good relationship. Over the years, I've spoken for, I don't know, half dozen car dealers, I guess. I don't think I've ever had a more solid relationship than I have with Landoff and the entire dealership. It's interesting. Advertising is an interesting thing because there's a lot that's said in advertising that's not true. People who say things because they sound good to listeners. They run commercials because they're cute, they look good, and they put their dog in them, or because people, that's all fine. But when it comes down to how many of them walk the walk instead of just talking the talk, unfortunately, it's very few. All you ever have to do to decide whether or not John Landoff is full of it or not in what he says about the dealership and the way they treat people, all you have to do to prove whether it's true or not is just go there. Is go there and shop for a car there. That's it. It's that simple. And if you do that, you will see that it's absolutely true when we say the reason that they're thriving and they're successful with only one line. Now, there are names on dealerships where they sell, you know, 14 different models of cars. You know, Kia and whatever, and Toyota, GMC. They sell Chevy. That's it. Chevrolet. Now, how in the world can a business be this successful, sitting in the same location since 1960, selling the same single name, Chevrolet? I'll tell you exactly how they do it. They have to be competitive with price, of course. That's easy. And they found the secret, that the secret is simply to treat people the way they should be treated. That sounds so simple, but if you think about it, it's the reason you like one restaurant over another. Of course, it's important how the food tastes. But let's say two restaurants have this pretty much the same level of food, the same quality of food. You're going to go to the one where they greet you and they're glad to see you and they treat you right. Same thing with car business. You can go anywhere and find the same Chevys, Same Silverado pickup truck, Equinox, they're all there. But compare the experience there to the one at Landoff. And if you've never done that, you should. You really should. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 at Landoff.com. Now, before Josh Bauman comes in here, I promised him I'd tell him the story. Oh, by the way, Tim, I did think of a couple of people who did recover from some serious racist stuff. I thought of it during the break.
Who?
One is Don Imus. Don Imus said, nappy-headed hoe, in less than a year, he was back in the saddle, and he also got a check for $40 million from CBS.
Wow.
He apologized and all was forgiven and back on the air and doing well. The other one was, oh, shoot, I had it and I forgot it. Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson, if you remember, they found, somebody went back and found from 40 years ago an interview that he did with a publication in London called The Independent. And in that interview, he talked about a friend of his who was raped. And in the interview, he said and used the words, to quote him, he roamed the streets looking for any black bastard he could kill because he was so mad over this rape, and she was raped by a black man. So he roamed the streets just looking for a black bastard he could kill. That was a big deal when it came out. He was smacked around a little bit and slapped on the wrist, but Liam Neeson is working. Here's the other one, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, when he was arrested, remember that arrest, that drunken arrest when he effing Jews? Remember that deal? Mm-hmm. Well, he was kind of punished for quite a while, but he's back. He's directing a big movie now. He just finished one, so they did recover. But you're right. For whatever reason, people like Michael Richards don't get to recover. That's it. You did it. You're out. Roseanne Barr, Valerie Jarrett, the comment about her, you're out. We're not even going to let you continue with the reboot of your series. Boy, they really punished her. So, for some reason, some people get punished more severely than others, but there have been some who have recovered. Now, my story about Tim talking about trying to be nice to somebody because he felt bad for him, unfortunately, more often than not, that really doesn't work and you don't get rewarded for it. There was a guy years ago, we were at the other station, and he wanted to be on the show so badly. He had a small business, one location, and for 2 years I talked him out of it. I said, you can't afford for me, and because I'm not going to tell you what kind of business it was, but because of what he did, I couldn't see any way where he could ever do enough business to justify what it cost to have me speak for him, because he was a small shop with four people. And I just didn't think that it was the right fit. But he would not let up. And so he finally came to me and said, look, I have the money. I have set the money aside over the last 2 years to hire you for 6 months to go in there. Because that's usually my starting minimum. Let's go for 6 months and see if we make this work. So he did a number on me, and I said, okay. And I went on there, and I liked the guy. He was in his late 30s. I liked the business he was in. And the people that went to him liked the work he did. Months go by, at least four, maybe five. He didn't pay a single invoice, not a dollar. I would call him, and then eventually, and Tim knows how this works, eventually they don't take your calls anymore. They're busy. Oh, I'm sorry, he's not and you know they're dodging you. You just know. Mm-hmm. So I finally had had enough of it, and I've never, ever in this business gone after an advertiser because they stiffed me. Don't ask me why. Usually it's just not worth it. It's not that much money, but this was several thousand dollars. I think 20 to be exact. So I just didn't like the fact that this guy, after all the times that I'd talked him out of it, trying to do the right thing, not letting him spend money he didn't have, and then he lies to me, either lies and tells me he has the money, or he has it, he's just not going to pay me. So I get an attorney. He gets an attorney. And we get to that point where we're sitting in the room taking depositions. And he proceeds to just flat out tell me, because my attorney said this to him. He said, why did you not pay this man for the commercials he did? He said, well, they didn't work. We didn't get that much business from them. And my attorney said, and at what point did you decide they weren't working? Were they not working after a month or two? Apparently, after 2 months, you knew they weren't working. Why did you continue to let him do them if they weren't working? And he couldn't answer that. And we knew we had him. And finally, his attorney asked that he step out of the room and we have a little private conversation. And basically, his attorney said, look, it's obvious that my client owes you this money. He does. Let's work something out. So here's what we worked out. The guy comes back in the room, and I said, you know, Jim, or whatever his name was, I don't remember. I said, here's what we're willing to do. Because one of the things he did was he told us this sob story about his son. He had a young child and a wife, and they were just barely making it, and he really didn't want to have to close up his business, blah, 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 blah. So I said, all right, look, here's what we'll do. Instead of $20,000, let's make it $12,000. Just pay $12,000 and pay it $1,000 a month for a year. And I think that's a pretty good deal. And so did his attorney. We shook hands. You know how much money I recovered total?
None.
$1,000. I got one payment 1 month after and never saw another dollar. Now, am I going to go back, get an attorney, go back after? No. The answer is no. It's fighting a losing battle here. Because you know what happened? He had just closed up shop, filed for bankruptcy, and I'd have just been out attorney money. So sometimes you try to be a nice guy, and man, when I said that to him, I said, let's just forgive eight of it. We'll go for 12 grand, a thousand a month. He almost was in tears. He was so grateful. Oh my goodness, thank you so much. I don't know how to thank blah, 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 again. So
he stole business today without giving away. He stole business.
You know, that I don't know. I don't know. I honest to goodness, I don't. That's a good question. I'd have to go back and try to recover the name. I know the kind of business it was. I could probably find out, but it doesn't matter to me if he is or isn't. It doesn't matter. I don't have anything to do with it.
Frank, can I borrow 20 grand and I'll pay you back 12? And all right.
Frank, do you have a sick child? Do you have a family, a wife, and a kid? No, you don't. You don't have a wife. You don't have child yet either.
No,
after you have your child, come see me.
Could be sick. You never know.
Wouldn't that be awesome if the guy was like a millionaire now and it's totally different?
He's got eight locations and he's advertising on four other radio stations and paying his bills. I'll tell you another. Sorry, Josh. Forgive me, but this is another good story. There was an advertiser on the other station too years ago. And this is very clever. It's like what Tim said. This guy stole his credit card and waited 2 years. He sat, cooled it. He cooled it for 2 years and then pops up with his credit card number. This guy was on the air and I did commercials and he and I got along great. I took him to play golf when I played golf. He paid his bills not within 30 days, within 3 days. I mean, boom, this guy paid his quicker than anybody. What I didn't know was, what he was doing was setting me up. He did that for a year. And then all of a sudden, he's 30 days late. Well, in business, 30 days is just not a big deal. You don't expect to be paid till maybe 30 days. Then 60 days go by. And I called him, and this is a good one, and I should have known better. Oh, he changed banks. Folks, this is the standard, we just switched banks, and they've screwed up our billing. I'll take care of it. 90 days goes by. 120 days. All of a sudden, not paying any of his invoices. So I just stopped doing the commercials. I would call him, and this guy who always took my calls wouldn't take my calls. So I get in the car, and I go to his business in West County. It's closed up tighter than a drum. The bank has padlocks on it. Mm. There's notices stuff. He packed up his inventory in the middle of the night and left town. And I know he left town to set up shop somewhere else so he could do the same thing to somebody else. Now, what do you do with a guy like that? You can't find him. You can't catch him. You just can't. These people are professional crooks. They're real good at it. Music, please. Maestro for Mr. Bauman, if you would. Josh, there he is.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know,
I don't believe I need any help with anything technology related, but hey, you never know. I could think of something while we're doing this segment. Josh Bauman is with us. He's the real deal. He's the head of IT for all of the schools in everything in the Festus School District. He's their IT guy, and he knows a thing or two. So if you have a question, you're confused, and you don't have any kids or grandkids to get you out of technical trouble, see, that's the reason now to have kids, Limey, because when you get older, all this technology will roll into another generation, and you're going to need to call your, is it a son or do you know yet?
Don't know yet.
Okay, son or daughter to help you, but we have Josh Bauman. So for those of you who don't have kids to help you, He's your guy. Here are the numbers again, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. And Josh Bauman is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing really well. How did you know my nickname? Did my wife tell you the real deal is my nickname?
The real deal?
I did not know that.
I'm kidding.
The real deal.
Joke.
Idiot.
Trying to be funny. Here's a little lesson in comedy. A little lesson in radio comedy. Now, listen closely. Do you hear any laughing?
No. Well, Dan did. But Dan's my biggest fan, I think. Dan laughs at all.
Josh,
he laughs at everything.
Josh, here's the bad news. Dan laughs at everything.
Okay. Yeah.
So you don't use him as a test.
Okay, he's not the barometer. Okay.
No, he's not. He laughs at everything. I cannot think of an issue that I've had recently or anything I've discovered, an app or otherwise. Does anybody in the room here have anything for Josh that he might not know about or that you need to know about?
No.
I'll give you a quick. You don't have to talk about this in the show because we only have callers coming up, but I'll give you one to chew on.
Okay.
Maybe we can talk about it off air or later in the show if you want. I downloaded the app Waze on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now I can't find it.
That's a traffic app, right?
It's a traffic
app.
Didn't
you have this problem before?
I downloaded the app Waze. It's and when I go to the app store and I try, because it's nowhere on any of my screens, right? But when I go into settings, it shows that it's there, but it's nowhere on any of my screens. I stumped my brother and my stepfather with this. I stumped myself with this.
That's wild.
When I go to the App Store and I click on Waze to re-download it just says open. And then it pops right up. Where has that app gone? Where has my little app gone?
It has to be in a folder somewhere, right?
It's not.
It's gone away.
I have stumped everyone that's looked at this phone with that.
Dan, good joke, Dan.
What do you say?
It's gone away.
I said it's gone away.
See, Dan's the real deal.
Dan.
What's the thing with that app? Is it better than just like Google Maps or something?
It's a user activated app, Frank. You have to be a member of Waze.
And everybody contributes to the traffic report.
Correct. Everybody contributes, right?
Yeah. It's social. Like, what do they call that?
Social interactive app.
Yeah, you can report where cops are and where they have speed traps, or if there's a car broken down in a lane.
Yeah, I would never do that. I'm the guy who would use other people's information.
Sure.
But I'm not going to pull over and go, hey, there's cops.
All you have to do is look at what everybody else is posting. You don't have to post to use the app. You just have to.
What I'm saying is, thank goodness for people who do, because if everybody was like me, there'd be no information on
this. Well, it has. Limey and I talk about this a lot off the air because he hates getting stuck on 270 South, and I hate getting stuck on 44 West. I look at this app every day before I get in my car to go home,
sure,
just to see if 44 is jammed up.
Yeah,
I didn't know until a couple of years ago that on Google Maps you can see where the heavy traffic is. Mm-hmm. There's a red line. Yeah. I didn't even know this, and somebody showed me. I thought, holy cow! So now I pull that up, and if it's red, I go, oh, I'm not going there. I'll avoid that.
Same here.
That's what Waze does. Waze is the same.
If you're colorblind, then you're kind of screwed, though.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, true. So those apps, it's interesting. That part, the traffic piece of it, they use real-time data from the apps on your phone reporting back to the servers to report speed, location, direction that you're traveling. So that's how they get that information. The socially aware information, like there's a car in the right-hand lane and that stuff, someone is actually opening the app and hitting a button that says something broken down in the right-hand lane.
You know what's cool about this, though? And Frank talked on air a couple weeks ago about not liking this. I think it was Frank that did this. So every day at 2 o'clock, where do I need to be?
Right.
I need to be at 590 The Fan, which is right next to Kirkwood Brewhouse, right? So I was in Illinois today. Some days I'm in North County. Some days I'm every day at 2 o'clock when I launch my map app, and I type in search to see because they know I'm going to search how to get here.
Sure.
It automatically populates as the number one thing because it knows at that time of day that's my history of searching.
I'll do you one better on my phone, an Android phone, since Google owns Android and Google Maps. If there's traffic and unordinary amount of traffic on the highway, it will alert me, say, 15 minutes early from my normal leaving time in Festus and say, hey, there's heavy traffic on 270. You might want to leave 15 minutes early. Now, think about that interaction. That is awesome. That's a neat
two-setter.
How does this happen? on my phone, like if I get out of the car, or if I get in the car, sometimes my phone, it'll on the screen, it'll say, you are 8.6 miles from home. Like it knows I'm going home. I think it's what Tim said. It
Google
tracks your pattern.
Phone. Yes, it does.
And then the other thing I like is when I stop and get out of the car, every time it, when I get, I don't know, a few feet from it, it tells me where my car is parked. I love
that. Cool.
It shows me where the car is.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got it. I accidentally got it somehow. But yeah, it'll tell me where the car is. So
that's
what do you got? What do you all this? Well, you want to talk to Brian?
Yeah, let's talk to Brian first. Yeah.
Let's do that. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh. I am AM and the PM.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. What can I help you with?
I have got a question when it comes to streaming.
Okay.
But say Fire Stick.
Okay.
And I'm constantly lagging, but if I watch Netflix, there's no lag associated with it.
Yeah,
I'm streaming. My service is about 100 megabits per minute, second, or whatever that
right.
is.
Yep, you're fine. You're fine as far as your service backbone goes. So on, you're using a Fire Stick, so you're not using a different hardware, a different piece of hardware depending on the service, right? So you're using Netflix on the Fire Stick, as well as, I'm assuming, Amazon Prime on the Fire Stick?
Correct.
And with Netflix on the Fire Stick, you don't see any buffering or any lag or anything like that, right?
Correct.
But you do see it whenever you use Amazon Prime.
Right.
Or Prime Video.
From a Kodi or one of the other app streamings.
So you mentioned Kodi, and I guess that's where you were headed with this. So some of the repositories or some of the hosts that Kodi, that you can tell Kodi to use, maybe
what the heck is Kodi?
So Kodi is a plugin.
He's a guy I work with. He's all right.
Good one, Limey. Kodi is a plugin on the Fire Stick that you can tell, you can point it at different repositories on the internet for media files.
Repositories?
So, yes.
Whoa.
Dan, you don't even have to do it. I know the joke already. You don't have to say anything else.
So, repository. Which of the three? Don't ask.
You couldn't finish.
Wow.
So Kodi is what, when people say they jailbreak a Fire Stick, they're 9 times out of 10 they're referencing Kodi, and all it is a program that you can quote unquote install on your Fire Stick that you can point at different locations on the internet that hold media files, movies.
I say you
TV
can take
shows.
Those repositories and shove them.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
One of the common things that are issues with these repositories, I have to make sure I say repository and not suppository, is that they can get buffered by hosts and providers. If you're not seeing your buffering issue with legitimate services like Netflix or even Prime Video or any other actually paid for service, my guess is that you're not actually having an issue with your infrastructure or the wireless in your house. The issue is going to be with the repository that Kodi's trying to pull from. Does that make sense?
Yes, they're trying to pull it from up your cheek, turn to the left.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Nelly.
See, even Brian couldn't help it.
The joke writes themselves.
Brian, anything else?
Frank, I have a quick question.
Sure.
Since you've told the joke about the sex on an airplane and the guy sitting next and he's got like 3 different nicknames, the last name was Bubba.
Oh man. The joke I'm thinking of is the guy sitting next to a nymphomaniac. He's just coming back from a nymphomaniac convention, but one of the nicknames is not Bubba, but I think it's the same joke.
Yes, sir. How long has it been?
You know, Brian, do you know what's really weird? This is beyond weird. You got any creepy music, Limey? I'm not making this up, Brian. About three hours ago, I am just sitting around, and that joke, that nymphomaniac joke, just came into my head, and I went, I wrote down nymphomaniac joke and the 3 nicknames, and then I decided last minute there was another joke I want to tell. This is so weird that you mentioned that, because I haven't told that joke for a while, and today,
yeah,
You know what? I'll try to do it tomorrow. How's that? Tomorrow is the ice cream man. You got to go get your popsicle.
The creepy ice cream man.
Yeah. Brian, thank you for the joke suggestion, and thank you for the call. Thank you for listening.
Have a great day, guys.
I want a bomb pop.
I am not kidding. I wrote a note to remind myself of that very joke, and I haven't told it for probably a year. That's flat out weird.
Is that the joke with Bucky Goldberg?
Don't say
you
anymore.
You said you were going to say it.
Yes.
I've heard
except that's not the name, honestly, but that's
Frank,
the joke.
In a year and a half on this show, I bet I've heard maybe 5% of the jokes you've told. You actually surprised me and stunned me with the jokes for the most. That's actually one that I knew. That's why I said that.
Well, if we're here long enough, in time, you'll go, oh, not that joke again.
I used to have a fire.
They all come back around.
Dan does that every day.
I know. I used to have a fire stick, but I went to a lesser one, smoldering stick, and I don't get it. Reception.
Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Let's get Kevin in here. Kevin, welcome to 590 The Fans. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question regarding, is there any way of getting, you know, sports channels that you know of where you don't have to buy a whole complete charter package, per se? Like if I want to go to an antenna, but I'd still like to get maybe Fox Sports Midwest,
right,
and maybe ESPN or something like that.
I don't. Yeah, somebody ought to make this like a sports stick or something. If it's just a package of sports stuff.
If you have a smart TV, can you subscribe to things like that?
You can download. Most of the channels have apps, and I know Fox Sports Midwest has an app because I've got it on my phone. It's junk, but I have it. But most of them require that you have some sort of paid subscription, right, to a provider to use their apps. For some reason, I'm thinking that Fox Sports Midwest does offer that as an option.
You can stream it online.
Right, but you have to. You can subscribe to Fox Sports Midwest itself without requiring like a charter subscription.
They
right?
even offer a free trial.
Okay, so yeah, it sounds like Fox Sports Midwest does that. But so yeah, that might be your best route. You'll have to look into their website for that.
But MLB TV and NHL Network, all of them, NFL Network, you can only buy those specific ones if that's your sport.
But the issue with that becomes blackout issues, right? Like NHL TV, if you're in the St. Louis market and you want to watch Blues hockey, won't NHL TV black out the local Blues games?
No, because you can buy the NFL Sunday ticket package and you can buy the streaming version of that.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have to have a subscription to DirecTV or UVerse or whatever. You can just buy that.
Yeah, so that
Kevin, did that help you, Kevin, or are you more confused than ever?
No, I think that helps. And I guess you would just have to negotiate that price with each individual network that you're looking for.
No, they'll tell you what the price
is.
Yeah,
there's no negotiating.
Yeah,
you're going to pay it or you don't. And again, if you're looking for like Tim said, baseball, you'd go to MLB.tv and look at those packages there. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, I appreciate your help, guys.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. And the calls just keep on coming. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh and everyone.
Hey,
Mike.
Mike.
Hey. Last Friday, my wife and I were watching The Highwaymen on Netflix. And throughout the movie, not all the time, the background music got so loud that we really couldn't hear the dialogue very well. Mm-hmm. Is that something with the TV? It's not like it's not all the time it does that. Just sometimes.
You know, I've experienced something similar with HBO. I was watching Game of Thrones last night, and some of the background noise or background music was over the audio. I've experienced that same issue on different TV manufacturers. What I end up doing is just turning the closed caption on. It makes my son and my wife make fun of me because they think I'm old and I have to have closed captioning.
That should not be.
No,
Let me ask you this. I'm guessing you, Josh, have a sound system. Mike, do you have a sound system or just straight out of the TV?
No, we've got probably a 9-year-old, you know, flat screen TV.
Now, see, then that doesn't make any sense because sometimes a sound system will split and differentiate channels. But in this case, if it's right out of the TV, unless there's a No, there's no setting in the audio settings on the TV.
No, and I mine is just a regular TV, or not a regular TV, it's a smart TV, but same thing. I've had this problem off and on. I have yet to find a decent fix for it. What you could do is try a different TV. Like if you're using one of the sticks to stream, take that stick to another TV and plug it in and see if you have a similar issue on a different television. That might narrow it down to the TV. The original TV being old. But again, if it's an intermittent problem, that's one of those things. I use the term at work, you know, these intermittent weird problems that you can't get to duplicate every time. It's like nailing Jell-O to a tree. It's extremely difficult to troubleshoot those kind of problems because you can't say, yes, every time I do this, it does this. But I would the first step, I would take it to a different television and try it out and see what happens. See if you.
Here's the other thing, though. Mike, I'm going to guess it doesn't do it with every program, right?
No.
See, that tells me it's in the production. It's in the production and the audio production of the show.
So if you can narrow it down to a particular episode at a particular time, it does it every time and you can duplicate it on different TVs, then it's that episode, like Frank said. It's a production issue. But if you can watch that exact point in time on a different television and it doesn't do it, then it may not be.
All right. One other thing, though. If this was a new movie, is it in 4K? I mean, does that have anything to do with it, having an older TV?
I wouldn't say so, because 4K has to be supported by whatever streaming device you're using, as well as the television and the provider. So a lot of things have to align just right for you to take advantage of 4K. With it being a 9-year-old TV, your TV is not going to support 4K. And what device are you actually using to stream?
Fire Stick.
Yeah, the Fire Stick, unless it's one of the brand new ones, and I'm not 100% sure the brand new ones support 4K, the device itself won't support 4K. So that would not be your problem.
Okay. Alrighty, I'll do what you guys said. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Hey, I do have something I want to mention, and I've talked about this before. Dan had told me about a show on CBS called God Friended Me.
Okay. Yes.
So last night, Josh, I decided I think I'll go check this show out. Mm-hmm. So I, on demand, I found God Friended Me, but it started with episode 18. It would not let me go
right
to the beginning of season one. No, so hang on. So I go to this, I have Apple TV, and Apple TV, there's the CBS logo. I thought, beautiful. I go to CBS. Guess what? I have to pay to go back and see the first episodes of God Friended Me.
CBS.
This is where.
Wow.
I want to make sure people understand something here. When somebody goes, well, I cut the cord and I did this and I got a fire stick. What's happening here is if you want this and this and this and this, they're all piecemeal.
No,
so you pay $6 a month for this, $8 for this, $15 for this. And the next thing you know, you're paying as much per month to watch TV as you did when you had the cord or the dish and you had all those channels.
You're exactly right.
I got mad. I wanted to see it. So I was ready to watch it, and I got mad because the thing came up and said 1 week trial, or I had two options. I could watch the CBS stuff with commercials for $6 a month, or commercial free for like $15 a month.
Yeah, CBS.
And I just shut it off and didn't watch it.
CBS All Access, I believe, is probably the app that you were trying to use, and they're good for that. I don't understand CBS's model with that, and I don't know if the other major networks, NBC and ABC, do the same thing. But CBS has TV shows that are only available on that CBS All Access app. And like you said, you have to pay a pretty good chunk of money to be able to use that app. And it's similar to the same amount of money as Netflix. More than Hulu.
No, absolutely it is. And I didn't understand why I could watch episodes 18, 19, and 20, but I couldn't watch the first one.
Yeah, it's probably.
I guess because they know there are a lot of people who. Yeah, another Mike. It's a Mike Twin Spin. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bellman.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Mike.
I forgot what I was talking about, but it's a good show today.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. So, Mike, what are you doing today? You at home?
No, I'm out and about, but.
Is it happy hour time for somewhere?
No, but
right.
That's okay. That's okay if it's happy hour. Well, Mike, if you think of what it was, call us back, okay?
All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mike. Well, bye, Mike. Mike sounded very relaxed, didn't he?
420 at
his age. He was having a great day.
422.
Right.
Maybe there's something we don't know that 422 means, hey, time for a whiskey.
Hey, I want to go back real quick, go back to Kevin, when Kevin called in talking about the sports channels and things. Someone called in and said that he has Hulu and you can get most of the sports channels. Yeah. You can get ESPN and all this other stuff, and he only pays like $40 a month for that.
Yeah, and so that was one of the recommendations. It kind of sounded like he didn't want to do that because he wanted to avoid a major provider. So, and he could, it might be cheaper getting it through MLB TV depending on what package.
Here's the sad thing: if you just have an antenna, you're really very limited to what you're going to be able to see. ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, blah,
especially
blah, blah.
Sports. Yeah.
And all the stuff that people are talking about, Game of Thrones, what, you're not going to see any of that stuff because you have to subscribe to whatever to see it. Let's go to Brent. Brent, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
So I want to go back a couple of weeks. You were talking about charging your device and how it won't overcharge if you leave it plugged in.
Okay.
So I got an LG D6 that I really like. You know, it's not the latest model of phone, but I like it an awful lot. It has one of those QI chargers, I don't know how to pronounce it. But apparently, I learned this later, if you leave it sitting on the thing for too long, it will burn that charger out.
Well, did you say the LG G6 as in Golf 6?
So it's not their latest model, but
yeah, you're right. It's not. I had this same phone, and I don't know if it was because I overcharged it or not, but it ended up dying on me. It boot looped on me, and I could not use the phone. So be aware that if that phone starts rebooting randomly, and it seems like it starts to become more frequently that it's rebooting on its own, that phone will die in a very short amount of time, like not usable boot loop on you. Yeah, so just be warned. I had a G6 that did it, and my wife had a G7 that did it.
Yikes. Well, that's a shame. I really like this phone. I hope that doesn't happen.
Okay, yeah.
It was a good price. But nevertheless, something I want to be aware of, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but the charging, generally speaking, you leave something charged and it's plugged in, it's fine, but those QI chargers will burn out, at least on this phone it did.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that smart charging, some of that stuff is not new, but some of the hardware, depending on the manufacturer specs and stuff like that, you may get different mileage out of it. It's definitely something to be aware of.
All right. I appreciate the opportunity to share my experience.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Brent.
Thank you, Brent. Hey, you know what? I think my Tahoe in the center console, I know it says like you can set your phone. I don't even know how to make that work. How do I charge my phone by sitting that thing on there?
My boss has that in his truck, and I think it takes a special case for the phone.
I think it does, too, because I've set my phone on. It doesn't charge it, so I plug it in. But
yeah.
I think you're right. I think I do have to get a special case.
The case itself plugs into the charging port on the phone, and it...
You know what? We're going to see a day when you just set your phone down anywhere, and like a whole building is a charging station. I'm not kidding. Just any countertop or table. There are restaurants now where you can go set your phone on the table, a certain section of the table charges your phone. I think it's great. Paul wants to get in here. Paul, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I have a quick question on a laptop.
Okay.
I have AT&T service for my internet, and I have a modem in my house, and I run Roku's on like three different TVs. But when I open up my laptop, fire it up, it is constantly going in and out. Like it hooks up to my
your wireless
wireless, and then it drops, and it hooks up and it drops, and my Roku stay there and it's, you know, on TV, and they never drop.
Interesting.
Is there, yeah, it's aggravating. Is there, I mean, is this something that maybe it's distance or, I mean, it's a newer computer. It's only like 6 months old. It's a HP, you know, it has all solid state,
sure, solid state
equipment.
Yeah.
Because I do a lot of CAD work, but I just don't know why it keeps going in and out. I don't know if you ever heard anything like that.
Josh, couldn't it, even though it's 6 months old, couldn't it have, and I learned this from you, a defective Wi-Fi antenna in it?
Boy, it's possible. And in laptops, it's interesting, the antenna for the wireless card, so the wireless card is internal on the motherboard, and the antenna is typically wrapped around the monitor screen, or the monitor in the lid. Just fun fact if you didn't know that. I'd be curious as to your signal meter. You know, down on the lower right-hand corner, down by the clock, you should have the little Wi-Fi meter. Does that fluctuate at all, like from good signal to poor signal, or does it just flat out drop you off?
It just flat out drops. Sometimes it'll go to weak, but usually it's always strong. But sometimes it will go down to weak, and it does drop.
So even when you're close to the router?
Now, I never got right next to it. I mean, within, you know, 25 feet or so,
that's not very far. No. It shouldn't drop 25 feet.
What about, are you in a similar location as your Roku devices? You know, you said your Rokus are fine.
Within 5 feet. TV's within 5 feet.
And you don't see any drops or any lag or anything on your Roku devices? Interesting.
No, that I never get.
This has to be a computer issue.
It could very well be a computer issue. You're not running just down on off chance. You don't run a microwave when this happens, are you? Okay.
No.
I have one question. Does it ever not do this?
No. It just seems like Now, the laptop I just really acquired about 3 weeks ago, but ever since I acquired it at my house, it's been doing it.
So I would do this. I would go to some place that has free public Wi-Fi, Panera, the library, try it there, see what happens. If you have a similar issue in a good working environment somewhere, it's probably the device. You could even say the same argument. If your phone isn't doing this in the same location at the same time as the laptop, it's probably the device.
Okay. I'll look into that. Another thing, you brought me on the YouTube TV for that, and had that guy look about the sports. It has a ton of sports on that.
Yep, YouTube TV is another one that has a lot of sports content, SEC Network, NBC Sports, CBS Sports. You're exactly right. It's very similar to Hulu as far as their sports content goes.
So, all right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Thank you. That was Paul. Which means, do you mind continuing to take these calls?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mark is up next. Mark, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Mark.
I'm in the PM, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Josh, quick question. So I bought a new home, and I put all new 4K TVs in everywhere.
Ooh.
I've got Spectrum as my provider. Is there a timeline when these providers will be broadcasting in all 4K?
That's a great question.
And I cannot get an answer from Spectrum. I've done everything as I just get the big runaround.
Here's the problem. The content isn't there. You know, when HD very first came out, whatever that was, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and everybody started buying HD TVs, and the big driver for providers, Charter and those guys, to start offering HD over their provided network was over the air went to HD. So you could get HD over an over the air antenna, and that's I think kind of drove Charter and those guys to do the similar thing. I don't know that until you start seeing more content come out with 4K, I don't know that you'll see providers doing that.
I'll be darned.
Because really the only content that I know of that is filmed and broadcast in 4K, there are some YouTube channels out there, and Netflix has a handful of movies and TVs.
Right.
But I don't know of a network, a cable network or TV network that has done anything in 4K.
So are you telling me that if you have a 4K TV, and let's just say you have Spectrum, it could be anything, let's say it's Spectrum, and there's a program that was produced by Netflix in 4K, and you have a 4K TV, that you can't see it in 4K?
No, Mark, you're talking about, like, content from TBS or content from NBC coming across.
Yeah, right. Netflix, you're right. Netflix, you know, they got that handful of stations. I think Amazon Prime has got, you know, the movies or whatever broadcast in 4K, but you spend all this money for 4K with the understanding is, well, gosh, you would think Charter and whoever else, DirecTV or whatever, they're going to start getting all these. You know,
right.
It's going to be broadcast in 4K.
And eventually they will. They'll all eventually be produced in 4K. It's kind of like Blu-ray. You know, when Blu-ray came out, most DVDs weren't Blu-ray. And then a few more, and a few more, and a few more.
Right.
Now that's archaic, and that's only. Think of it this way. Think of a radio station that's an FM stereo station. But when stereo first came out, there were still some mono records. If they played the records in mono, even though the station was in stereo, it wouldn't come out in stereo.
Right.
So the source, the programming, has to be produced and shot in 4K, and it eventually will.
Yeah, I was just trying to see if Josh. Yeah, but
I don't have any details on when those providers will start pushing that
and
harder.
Spectrum can't dictate to people producing movies that they have to do it in 4K. They don't have that
right.
power.
Sure. Right.
Okay.
Right. All right, gentlemen. Thanks.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Wow, look at this. We just
I have one
the
quick.
Hits just keep on coming. Go ahead.
You want to do this last call, or do you want to do?
No, go ahead. Okay. What did you?
I have a little bit of trivia for you. No, Tim, don't look this up.
Fluorescent.
The Game Boy, Frank. I'm sure your boy
Nintendo
yes. Game Boy. The Game Boy had a birthday yesterday. How old did the Nintendo Game Boy turn yesterday?
My guess would be 25 years old.
I'm gonna say. 26 years old.
I'll say 26 in 1 month.
Oh, brother.
30.
The Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll say 30.
There you go.
Yeah, Dan. Right. You got it, Dan. Way to go, Dan.
So, yeah, if that doesn't make you feel old, the Nintendo Game Boy turned 30 years old yesterday, and thanks to my buddy Greg for that little tidbit there.
Let's see if Andrew can get his question in, and you can
Mike?
Answer it. Was Mike next? I don't see a Mike on here.
Yeah, it's Mike. Oh, that's what Dan wrote down. I don't have an Andrew.
Was Andrew still holding?
I don't think so.
He was holding before. Okay, let's go to Mike. Must be the third Mike we've had on here.
No, this
Mike,
is Mike returning.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's Mike returning.
Well, you guys are a well-oiled machine. You know it.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I forgot my question.
You said you remembered your question.
This is Mike from Happy Hour.
Hey,
yeah.
Mike.
I'm listening to you, and I forgot my question again.
Oh, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling back.
All right. Have a good day,
Appreciate
Mike.
Appreciate it.
Richard Pryor did a skit about guys like that once. Richard Pryor once said, I remember Mike used to book the numbers, didn't need paper nor pencil. Now the boy smokes so much crack, he don't even know who he is.
Mike sounds like he's having a very relaxed day today. Mike doesn't have a care in the world today.
I recognize that number, though. He texts over quite a lot. Big fan of Tim today. Oh, that's good.
Okay. No, I just called him a crack smoker.
We have about a minute. Is there anything else, Josh, you wanted to...
In a minute, I don't think I could really cover much. My trivia question was my big... Oh, if you've heard me talk about Google Fi, I've mentioned it a couple times. That's the cell service from Google. They're reselling Sprint and T-Mobile service. They have the Google Pixel phones half off today if you have Google Fi service. So if you need a new phone... And you use Google Fi, go check out their sale today, half off on Google Pixel phones.
All right, you know how to wrap it up.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
All right, Josh Bauman. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. I'll tell you another creepy thing. Like that guy that called and wanted that joke, and I had just written a note about that joke today. Dad, do you remember it was only a couple of days ago, last week, maybe midweek, and I said, well, I wonder what ever happened to Kate Smith. I'd not mentioned Kate Smith's name. Now, this is a different Kate Smith, but then here comes this other Kate Smith in the news. Dun, dun, dun. Kind of weird.
kind of weird. I never said the name Kate Smith for a year. I do, and then up pops the big story with the original Kate Smith. Stay right where you are, and that is almost an order, because after the news, we have the Playhouse, Bill Clevelin and Mike Evans, the joke, the whole schmear. It is 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The House Judiciary Committee is issuing a subpoena to former White House counsel Don McGahn. The subpoena comes after the Mueller report revealed McGahn testified about possible obstruction of justice by President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is acknowledging there's a divide among Democrats on impeaching President Trump. In a letter to House Democrats, Pelosi said, "We all firmly agree that we should proceed down a path of finding the truth." The California Congresswoman added that